Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Joining us right now is Dr. Sebastian Gorka. He is the deputy assistant to President Donald Trump. Dr. Gorka, thank you so much for joining us. You know we love when you come on the show.
It's an absolute pleasure. Thanks for having me.
President Trump has a big meeting today with the G20 summit. He's kicked off the trip with a very successful speech in Poland. I have a question for you about that speech. Who writes his speeches? I've heard that President Trump writes his own speeches. Does he have professional speechwriters?
Every president has professional speechwriters. And every president gets speeches written for him and then changes them. So there's the fabulous story of Ronald Reagan, who made the adjustments to the fabulous tear down this wall speech in the limo on the way to the Brandenburg Gate. So we have an incredible team. I know the two gentlemen who wrote his speech in Poland, but of course, it gets changed and things get added, and the president has a propensity to actually ad lib when he's up there as well. So an amazing team, but also the president does his own thing as well.
Sebastian, I was comparing that speech earlier in the show to the Iron Curtain speech that Winston Churchill gave. Mm-hmm. I mean, I wonder whether you agree. I mean, it seemed to me that the president was really sounding a warning to the West and to the Europeans of the horrendous threat we face from Islamic Jihad.
Yes, the Fulton, Missouri speech bears comparison. The speechwriters that wrote yesterday's speech were also trying to echo the Westminster Palace speech by President Reagan in 1982, as well as the Brandenburg Gate one, because it really was about a reaffirmation of our civilizational values and the very, very serious threats we face. So, yes, those comparisons are fair ones, and they were also conscious ones as we were drafting the president's speech.
Heading on to the G20 summit today, what kind of reception do you think President Trump can expect?
Look, it goes state by state, individual by individual. I think, there are different attitudes to the key questions that we face as a community internationally. There are various leaders who understand what the president is trying to do. He said that America first is not America alone, and we will wish to collaborate with those governments and those nations that share our values, share our concerns. We are there to promote not just American interests, but prosperity in general. And also a key goal of the meetings is to bring some common understanding to the threats we face today. And that's why the speech in Warsaw was so crucial, because it laid down how we see the threat from global jihadism, from what the president calls radical Islamic terrorism. And we want to engender more consensus on that, because it has to be something that we defeat together. Just as communism required a common threat perception, the threats we face today require that consensus as well.
Sebastian, the other question I have, which you may not be able to answer, is, Angela Merkel, she's very unpopular in Germany these days because of the fact that she allowed in 1 million refugees with no plans for how they would assimilate into the culture and other problems. And I wonder, how long is she going to remain as the leader of Germany, which is, as you know, the economic powerhouse of Europe?
Well, look, this is the burning question. So beyond the actual threat of terrorism occurring on the streets of Europe with such regularity that some people, actually some politicians, are saying just this is something we have to learn to live with, which we reject as a way of living. There is this question that the European leaders have to deal with. we are in the West a culture based on Judeo-Christian principles, which mean we are charitable, we help our fellow man. But there's a point at which helping others can actually become an act of long-term suicide for various reasons. So, you know, when there's a disconnect between a political elite and the people who they are meant to represent, that creates a tension that over time can escalate to a point at which they simply do not understand what has to be done, and the people call for change. So we will see if the European community writ large understands the disconnect between what the people see as the problem and what they've committed their nations to do in when it comes to refugees and to those who do not integrate as immigrants into those societies.
Dr. Gorka, thank you so much for joining us today. We really appreciate your time.
No, it's a pleasure. All the best to you and your listeners.
Thank you. Have a wonderful weekend. That's Dr. Sebastian Gorka, Deputy Assistant to President Trump.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand-new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.